You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's time for a trending report.
Friday the 13th.
You're not one of those, are you? That gets all freaked out about this?
I care nothing about
it. Either am I.
Might as well be a Wednesday the 4th. I mean, I just, whatever.
However, there is a new study that came out that says those of you who are worried about Friday the 13th, you got it all wrong. It's not Friday the 13th that's unlucky and dangerous. It's Tuesday the 8th.
What?
I know. That's what I thought. I looked into it. Apparently, they did a study to find out what day of the week and what calendar day, when those match up, are the most dangerous days. And it turns out to be any 8th of a month that falls on a Tuesday, for whatever reason, it has to just be some coincidental thing.
Right.
That's when more people die at work and there are more accidents, so forth and so on.
I would love to see the list of things that have happened on that date, just to see like, whoa, yeah, that is a bad date.
Yeah. So in the study that they did, they took a certain amount of time. 373 people died at work on a Tuesday. 84 of those deaths happened on the 8th of the month.
Oh.
That's compared. And then they have all these other stats. So if you're wondering when the next Tuesday the 8th is, you don't have to wait too long because it's in just a few weeks.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's December.
Oh, great.
December 8th this year falls on a Tuesday.
2020.
I got some news for nerds for you. This one is kind of crazy to me. If you just went out and dropped, didn't you buy some of those Beats headphones?
I did. Yes, I did. A couple years ago.
How much
ago.
Did you pay for those?
They were like $150. I was going to use them here at work.
Waste.
I dropped them once and they shattered. It was a waste.
Plus, how much are the people are paying for some of those fancy schmancy headphones or earbuds? They can be hundreds of dollars.
The noise canceling ones and everything. Yeah.
Well, apparently there's this new company that's created something called the Sound Beamer. It's the Sound Beamer. What it will do is it will track your ears, your movement, and it creates a personal bubble of sound so that you hear the sound within your head. And it's also very much like a 3D type of effect. You hear it in front of you, behind you, and on the sides.
That sounds cool to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
It kind of frightens me in a way. Like, what's that doing to the structure of your brain?
It's kind of like rebuilding it or something, or
I don't know. Let's just say I don't want to be an early adopter.
I'm skeptical.
Anyway, it's this little bubble of sound that you hear in your head, but nobody else can hear it.
Do you feel like you put those on or whatever it is, the earbuds or whatever it is, and your head blows up?
What do you mean?
You feel like your head explodes or something?
When I wear earbuds?
No, whatever this thing is. What is it? Sound beam bubble?
It's sound beaming.
Sound beaming.
They say it's a personal bubble of sound that only you can hear. I don't know. There's just something
that's
about the whole
for
idea
a head
of
explosion.
A bubble of sound. Yeah. I'm a weirdo. I'm a weirdo anyway because I can't do earbuds.
Right.
I can't put things in my ears. I hate it. I have to have these or like the over
boys.
The top.
See, and I just visualize you sound going into your ear, forming some sort of bubble, and it actually traveling down your ear canal and then up into your brain, and boom, explosion.
Boom.
Dead.
So you don't want this either, do you?
I don't.
Anyway, they could be on sale as early as next year.
Good luck.
Jeremy takes multivitamins. Waste. Headphones, multivitamins.
I like the color that it turns my urine, so that's the only reason I do it.
Do you take chewable Flintstones vitamins?
Chewable, I do a gummy, B12.
How cute.
It's a gummy.
This new study says it's not doing anything for you whatsoever.
I don't believe this at all.
This is at Harvard, mind you. Harvard University.
Yeah.
They say there is zero proof that multivitamins make you healthier at all. They say if there's any positive effects, it's just in your head. In other words, it's a placebo effect. So you take your multivitamin, think, oh, I am healthy. And it's you might as well just be taking a
sugar pill.
A sweet tart.
Sugar pill. I don't know. Why is it such a big booming industry? And
what are you talking about?
Like right
about?
Now, they're telling everybody to take their vitamins and their B12 and their D and
why
zinc.
Is it a booming industry? Because you tell people take this, you'll live longer.
I don't know.
That's why.
There's got to be some. You got to be absorbing something from it.
And peeing it right out, my friend. All right. In one end and out the other.
I'm telling you, it's like vibrant yellow. Like it's glowing.
I've taken
in the
stuff
dark.
Like that before,
like,
years
whoa.
Ago.
Whoa.
Scared the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm. You're like, jeez.
Neon comes out. If you want to live longer, stop taking the multivitamins and put that money into spicy foods. A new study found if you eat a lot of chili peppers, it's got antioxidants, it's got anti-inflammatories, it's got anti-cancer things. They say spicy chilies in your food help you to live longer.
I'll do that.
That's what I have for you for trending. What do you have?
Well, speaking of shoving stuff in your pie hole, by far the biggest trending news story of the day, Walmart is now selling new party-sized Twinkie baking kits from Hostess. Now, this kit lets you bake a giant 2-pound Twinkie that serves 8 people.
Whoa.
Or one. This is part of Fat America right now. If you're interested, the kit is on sale at Walmart. $15. Comes with a custom baking pan that you need to make it. And I got to say, it looks pretty darn impressive.
You know what you should do? You should get the 2-pound Twinkie, and when you go to bake it, jam some chilies in there to
offset
everything.
Really surprise the kids. Hey, I'm not going to lie. It looks kind of fun, and I kind of want to do this over like a Christmas break or something. I kind of want to make this, so we'll see.
I kind of want you to do it also.
I'll post pics, whatever. If you want your elf on the shelf to get into the 2020 spirit, get on board with this trend and put it in quarantine. I guess people are starting to put their elf on a shelf in a jar or giving him a face mask to just kind of fit this year's vibe. So I guess, you know, he's not supposed to really appear until December 1st. So I guess you could put him in a jar and put him there in the kitchen and let him just wait it out until December comes.
Look, the first time I ever went to Gretchen's house when we started dating,
mm-hmm.
the first time I showed up at her house was around a holiday season. She had an elf on the shelf,
yeah.
and she had it set up in the most perverted,
excellent,
horrific positions you can imagine. And I said,
can you do that? And then you made the elf watch.
And her attitude was something like, look, I get it, you know, for the kids, but she's like, it's going to entertain me too.
You gotta
she
have
goes,
fun, yeah.
She goes, this is nonsense.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So I couldn't believe what
looking.
Her elf on the shelf was doing.
My goodness,
oh my
he's
God,
been stretching.
That's an elf doing something else.
Speaking of this crappy year, somebody on Etsy is selling dumpster fire Christmas tree ornaments.
Perfect.
With 2020 printed on the dumpsters.
Oh, what
it looks
a great
like
idea.
They purchased themselves a 3D printer and started pumping these things out. And they look
Why
pretty
Why didn't
darn
we come
good.
Up with that?
I know. We still can. It's not too late. A lot of challenges during the age of COVID, including for actors and actresses. Hey, how do you go back on set and have like a love scene or a smoochy smooch scene? You don't want to be passing germs and particles. Well, the folks over at Lifetime, that cable network, they've come up with a solution, Dom, a plexiglass barrier. So I've seen pictures of this. The two actors are there doing their scene, and they lean in for a kiss, but there's basically a piece of glass in between them, and they're kissing the glass on each side.
How ridiculous.
Kiss my glass. And they go in afterwards. Yeah, they go in afterwards, and they remove it. They CGI it out of there. And they say you'd never know.
Yeah, but your face is smooshed.
But your face is smooshed, right?
Stupid.
It is stupid. Here's your
You know,
other,
we could talk sometime about the whole thing about actors having to do love scenes. When it comes, you know, then they're married or in a relationship and they have to do these, you know, sexual scenes with other actors.
It's the only reason to become an actor, right? So I just really enjoyed theater class in high school.
Cheating without cheating, is that it?
That's what it is.
Hey, I'm just working, right?
Right. What would you want to talk about that?
Well, because I worked with a guy at a radio station years ago who did some theater.
Mm-hmm.
And in this play that he was in, it involved him having to kiss a passionate kiss with some 19, 20-year-old actress, the scene. And I just remember going to see the play, and his wife, my buddy's wife, was sitting just like two seats down from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when that scene came on, she turned and put her hand up and looked the other way.
Couldn't stand it, huh?
She couldn't stand to watch her husband on stage doing this huge lip lock with this, you know, college age girl.
Right.
And she turned and put her hand, you know, that thing, put her hand up. And was like,
oh, I can't. Oh.
And I almost laughed out loud, which wouldn't have been appropriate because
pointing at her.
Wasn't that kind of a play? It wasn't a comedy. And I.
They
so it
always
must be tough. Like if Nicole was an actress and she
was
in
it would
a
be
scene
very difficult.
Where she's hopping into bed with
what
someone.
If she was like in like a 50 Shades of Grey type movie or something
right.
like
how
that?
Would
you know,
you
it would
handle
be difficult.
That?
I don't know.
I know you. You would not handle
I
that.
I wouldn't look away. You know what they taught us in high school during the kissing scenes? Like the one where you're going in for the lips. You're supposed to like wrap your hand all the way around the woman's head until your hand then reaches her lips, and then you go in and like you lean her back, and then you're actually kissing your hand
what?
As your arm goes all the way around her head. Yeah, and then you place your hand on her mouth.
What mamby pamby school was this?
And the other one was if you were to like kiss a woman's hand, like she would reach her hand out, like oh thank you or whatever, and you'd kiss her hand. That when you grasp it, your thumb is on top of the hand, and you actually go down and kiss your own thumb. You didn't kiss.
What is this? The,
hand.
The school of self-love? Kissing your own hand? Why don't you just kiss her?
I don't know. It was a school-like thing. It was like a rule. I think they were trying to keep it.
It was in high school drama. We didn't have that
Well,
rule.
It was a different time.
Apparently.
You also had a gym teacher that made all the boys swim naked, right?
Yeah.
Different time. What kind of school were you at?
I don't know.
That's what we should be questioning.
But after the senior musical, there were like five people pregnant. I mean,
nobody go in the water. Okay. All right, clickbait me, you weirdo.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. There's a TikTok video that's gone viral today. It's of a Taco Bell. It's supposedly the nicest Taco Bell in the world. It's in Pacifica, California, and this young lady recently visited it.
She went to it.
She went to it, checked it out, and she shot some video, and it's a really nice Taco Bell.
What makes it so nice?
There's fireplaces in there. You can get alcohol in all your drinks. It's right on the beach. It's really cool. So check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy. What are you laughing at?
I mean, it's Taco Bell.
I know it's still
Taco
Bell.
You're still going to be in the bathroom in about 20 minutes.
It's a classy poopy. Yeah.
That's funny. This is the nicest Taco Bell I've ever been in.
Excuse me.
Funny. This has been fun today.
Yep.